الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ودت طائفة من أهل الكتاب لو يضلونكم وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. يا أهل الكتاب لم تكفرون بآيات الله وأنتم تشهدون. يا أهل الكتاب لم تلبسون الحق بالباطل وتكتمون الحق وأنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, it is only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has enabled us again to continue with the tafsir of the Quran. And here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the cunningness and how deceitful Yahud are towards the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَدَّ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يُضِلُّونَكُمْ. That a group from the Ahlul Kitab, they wish, they desire, is always to mislead you. And how true is this? Right up to this day, we see this, that the Yahud are always plotting and they plan to deceive the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He save us from their makar and from the evil plots. So a group from the Ahlul Kitab, namely in this context, it refers to the Yahud, their wish and desire is to mislead you. What had happened here was, there was a group of Sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, by the names of these Sahaba, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu and Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu. These three Sahaba were approached by a group from the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud. And they came from three different tribes as well. Yahud from Banu Nadir, Yahud from Qurayza, and Yahud from Banu Qaynuqa. They approached these three Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And in some reports, they asked them to accept the fate of Ahlul Kitab and to follow Judaism. And in some reports, they asked them to return to their former religion and to become mushriks again. So they desire and they wish to mislead you and to deceive you. Allah says, listen, you know the iman of Sahaba. The iman of Sahaba actually is stronger than mountains on the surface of this earth. You are not going to deceive Sahaba, you are going to deceive yourselves. وَمَا يُضِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They do not deceive anybody but themselves. They only deceive and mislead themselves. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they fail to realize that they are misleading themselves, or they fail to realize that they will not be able to mislead and deceive Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse, He addresses the Ahlul Kitab by posing a question to them. Ya Ahlul Kitab, O people of the book, لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. Why is it that you disbelieve in the ayat of Allah while you yourselves testify, you yourselves witness, you attest to the fact that there are so many ayat in the Quran that are in actual conformity to what is in your books, so you know the truth, but you still disbelieve. And we understand it was because of rivalry and jealousy towards the Muslims that Ahlul Kitab, they disdain to believe and they make kufr in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah asks them, Ya Ahlul Kitab, لِمَ تَلْبِسُونَ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. The haq is clear. The haq is clear. The haq is bright. The haq is plain. O Ahlul Kitab, why you want to mix it now? Why do you want to taint this haq and mix the haq by batil, by bringing about falsehood here? And what they would do is, this haq actually refers to the na'at, the description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they knew this description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very well, because it was clearly found in their books. But now they would come and they would distort that. They would mix up this haq with batil by distorting the verses found in their book, or by forging lies. So bit-tahrifi wa tazweer, by distorting the verses in their book, or by forging lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would mix up this haq then with batil, falsehood from their own side. وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقِّ. Why is it such that now you hide and you conceal the truth, the haq, that is the sifa and the description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while you know very well what is the haq, but you still conceal the haq. A point for us to take from here is a point of benefit, that this hiding the haq, concealing the haq, this belongs to the kuffar. This is something that a mu'min will never do. A mu'min, if he sees the haq, he will follow the haq wherever the haq be. A kafir will always hide the haq, will always conceal the truth from the people. When a mu'min sees the haq, he should follow it, and then he shouldn't fear anybody. That is why we see also the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan wa Allah, show us the truth as haq, and then warzuqna tiba'a, allow us to follow it. Wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna jitinaba, and show us the batil, the falsehood as batil, and then allow us to abstain from batil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us on haq and save us from batil. Wa akhidawa.